Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Tosh, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Friday edition. The Stars, although I prefer Canty, the best, I think. Don't tell Smalls. The Stars of ESPN's unsportsmanlike scheduled to appear on the program. The podcast of choice of Brett Bielema? How about that? He must not listen on Spotify. Edition. And all the other things you have come to love about our Friday shows heading into a Sunday game. The Green and Gold game preview, your prize picks for the weekend, the Steinhoffel sleepers of the week, Feel Good Friday. What am I missing? Oh, Domofsky's on. All those great things. Edition of Wilde and Tosh on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find both in the Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. Jesse, I feel like you got a lot of company there today.
Yeah, there's a few extra people here at 9 a.m. that wouldn't normally be in the office.
Not going to lie to you, J-Dub. Evan and the team asked me to join their show at 8:30, so I got in here at 8:15. You would have thought Jesse had been in here for 2 hours. And then I said something to him about it, and he got very irritated.
What do you mean?
I did not get very irritated.
I said, well, boy, ain't this something. Jesse's in here at 8 a.m. and he's like, well, this is the earliest I've ever seen you in here. Is that not irritated, Jesse?
I thought it was a proper rebuttal.
He's accurate.
I thought you got pretty good there. That was
accurate,
a win for
yes.
me.
But, yeah, the excitement buzz with unsportsmanlike, two-thirds of their team here. And, yeah, it was a heck of a morning in here. Joe Thomas, for the second day this week, is in here. He's handing out beef sticks and jerky and everything else to Michelle and to Evco. So,
wow.
Full morning in here at the Everlight Solar Studios.
No Gotham bagels, though?
I don't know if Joe brought anything. I think he brought just his Hall of Fame beef. He's the meat Santa. He didn't say he's the bagel Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Never mind. The wetter, the better. All right, so there's a lot going on in studio, and you're there, too, in your UW Credit Union quarter zip.
Yep.
So you appeared on their program.
I did, yeah.
So do they have a bunch of, like, highfalutin TV cameras in there for their broadcast, or are they just using ours?
No, I feel like it's pretty much the same setup as what we have. But maybe I'm wrong. It looks like there's one extra camera that's in here. But otherwise,
and did they have Jesse produce it, or did they
have
their own?
Nuno is a producer.
Nuno made the trip out here. He's their producer. He's awesome. I get learned some producer things
from
Nuno.
What did he teach you? Show up on time.
Show up early for work.
Don't take 3 days a week off.
Believe it or not, talent management was a topic of conversation back here behind the
glass. What
did
he have to say about talent management?
I'm eager to hear this.
I think he learned more from me on talent management if I had to.
Oh, you think we're higher maintenance than...
I think I taught Nuno a thing or two about talent management.
You think that Jason and I are more high maintenance than Evco and Canty?
Well, no.
I think Jesse feels that
wasn't
that
very convincing at all. All right, so they're going to join us. Smalls and Evan are going to join us coming up here. Why are they here? Because Evan is a Wisconsin alum, and Smalls is an Illinois alum, and their schools are playing each other, so they decided to make a road trip to the Vegas of the Midwest?
Here's what I think. Obviously, Smalls is a great ambassador for Illinois. And I think Evan felt some pressure to become a better ambassador for the University of Wisconsin.
Mm.
And in a season that has went a little bit haywire, he has brought all of the might of ESPN Radio, ESPN2, ESPNU, and decided he wants to showcase the University of Wisconsin. They got the tailgate group down here doing their show from Regent Street tomorrow to kind of highlight what the University of Wisconsin's all about. So I think he's trying to do his part in bringing it out here. And I think, as Joe Thomas said on their show earlier, thank you, Evan, for being such a great ambassador towards the University of Wisconsin.
And just filling those NIL coffers. He's doing a great job. All right. We have to start with this because I did not expect this morning to get a text saying that Brett Bielema referenced our program. Now, you know, I've had my differences with him, but I appreciate his promotion of our show. Do we think he just happened to be scrolling through Twitter and saw the clip that Jesse posted? Or do you think he's tuning in on the ESPN Wisconsin app, getting a lay of the land heading into the matchup with the Badgers?
Jason, I'm always curious. When you get wins in life, do you take them or do you question what the win is?
No, I question them. That's my job. When the Packers win a game, don't we break
this
down the wins?
You're not analyzing our show. You don't even listen back to our show, if I'm correct, right? You usually don't?
Well, no, I lived it, yeah.
So you're analyzing it. I don't know what Brett's listening habits are, but I know this. As I'm coming back from Milwaukee with our great partner Sendix and everything else yesterday and Feeding America, I get a random text, and I had not text and or talked with Bielema in a while. Like, it's been a while. And I just randomly am like, what the? I thought at first it was like spam. And Brett had clipped our caller from Tennessee who was really funny the other day. And he said, thank you guys so much. I was listening to your show and this just made my day. So appreciate it. He put a bunch of laughing emojis after it. And I'm like, obviously I wasn't texting and driving, so when I stopped my car.
Of course not, yes.
I text him back and said, thanks for listening. And then today, I believe he mentioned it. I'm sure Jesse has this audio clipped
up. I do.
As I'm driving in this morning, I hear Brett reference our show again.
But it was funny, Evan, I didn't know that. I'm sure you know Tauscher. I was listening to his podcast the other day, and he was absolutely annihilating you personally, right? It was pretty funny to listen. He was jabbing you pretty good.
Oh, man, that's wonderful just to bring up.
This is great, Coach.
It was funny. There was a fan that called in and was kind of, you know, getting after the Packers a little bit. And it was, I think, Pete from Tennessee. And it was a priceless Wisconsin accent. And it was just, you could hear the frustration in that fan's voice, right? And it never ceases to amaze me how passionate people are. Like, this is what's awesome. You guys got your stick every day, right? Like, I know Michelle bleeds orange and blue every day because she believes in it, because she went here. And that's what makes our game so great. We are at a time when college football literally rivals the NFL in every capacity. I was very grateful to have my 3 years in the NFL because I learned more about roster management and now even, as crazy as it sounds, right, how to manage a financial roster of roster payments, you know, that it's just an unprecedented time, and it's really cool in college football. And the great thing is we get to be a part of it.
That was Brett's answer to a question Evan asked him about what advice would he give to a program that was once very successful and then in the new realm of college football has struggled. What advice would he give to get that program back up and running to its previous level? Not that he was referring to any school in particular, of course.
Anybody.
He did not actually answer the question. What he did say later on in that clip, though, is that when he arrived at Illinois, they had 4 in-state recruits. And since he's gotten there, they've brought in 45 total Illinois recruits. So, again, the lesson that Barry Alvarez taught about building a wall around your state is an interesting one. So, Tausch, I don't know, what is your relationship with Brett Bielema? You said you hadn't heard from him in a while, but he apparently enjoys your radio work.
Yeah, which is awesome. Friendly. Obviously, I knew him when he was here, and you know, once he left, obviously the dialogue, not a ton, but he's been on our show when you haven't been. He's in that list of people, the Orlovskys. Who else on that list, Jesse, of call when Jason's out?
Colin Cowherd.
Yep.
Michelle Tafoya.
Yep.
Have we had Michelle Tafoya on when I've been gone?
We will.
The replacement ref guy.
Yeah, Easley.
Lance Easley.
Yeah, there's the list.
That's
is,
probably the Mount
the
Rushmore.
The list is growing at a pretty good clip. So there's so that we have people on when you're not, for whatever reason, and Brett would be one of those guys. And he joined us, I think, to celebrate Joe Thomas's Hall of Fame induction. And that was the last time he joined our show because I don't know why. You know, obviously, this weekend is a good weekend, and I'm glad that Evan and Michelle and Canty had him on.
Well, I hope he leaves disappointed because the Badgers beat the Illini. We'll have to wait and see if that occurs. We've got a lot to get to. So are we seeing signs of the two-thirds of the unsportsmanlike crew on the cusp of joining us?
Yeah.
Or are they still doing some work for you, from what I understand?
Put them to
doing work.
Work
for me.
That's what I was told.
Yeah, no, we give them some work. Yeah, we can go to break and we can bring them on. It looks like they've nailed it and are done with the work that we've given them.
Well, we can't go to break until you've told us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
And I will tell you about it. When it comes to your home, the smart play is to always trust Gina Della and her team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. This month only scored a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month with zero interest for up to those 72 months. It's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to the incredible defense played by Pella Windows, stopping all of the drafts. Don't wait. Schedule a free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Evan Cohen and Michelle Smallman of Unsportsmanlike scheduled to appear next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Joining us now, two-thirds of Unsportsmanlike. Jesse, do you have enough camera angles to make this work?
We're about to find out.
A proud Illinois alum, Michelle Smallman, a proud Wisconsin alum, Evan Cohen.
What is
we
that?
We miss you, Chris Canty.
East Side?
Okay.
You guys good?
Yeah, we're real good. How about you?
Like, I'm great. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jason. Thanks for having us.
Great to be
Whose
here.
Whose phone is ringing?
It's Jesse's. Is that not your phone?
No.
No, it's mine.
Oh, good
Yours.
Job, Jason. So how's your guys, what have you been here, 12, 14 hours so
like
far?
six, seven.
You've been more than
six
or seven.
Oh my gosh, are you going to let him get away with that?
Oh.
I love it. So
he's worse than I am.
What we're trying to do is get rid of the 6-7, so our kids think it's like. Blech.
Yeah.
Right.
So the more we do it, the less they'll do it, and that's kind of the strategy.
My kids are not there yet.
They still like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's starting to fade a little bit. Now there's some 41 deal people
are
doing.
They do that too.
41. Which I don't fully 41. Understand.
Does it also not mean anything?
Correct.
It doesn't mean a ton, though.
Yeah.
Great.
So
that's
tell
right.
us about your adventure so far. I know we did like a little thing on Jim, Matt, and Molly about what you all have to go and see.
Yes. By the way, they got you the stuff that I suggested. So there's like a special kind of bread and pastry and stuff.
Oh,
it's out there. Pablo
amazing.
Has it out
I
there
can't
for
wait
you.
To try
yes.
It.
What is that? I'm intrigued. Let me hear more.
Like some sort of cheesy bread or something like that.
Oh yeah, okay.
Like you know, so then
I do think you need to take. And we don't give out free advertising on this show, but there's a place that they make ice cream.
Oh. Yeah.
And they make the. I think they make the cheese curds there over.
On
the
campus?
Other side of campus that
yeah,
I think you guys should go check out.
I don't even know
ice
if I've
cream,
ever been there.
You should.
I would always get the ice cream when I was in school.
Barry Alvarez had his own ice cream.
Barry Alvarez.
Oh, Barry. Very good. Very clever. I
so
like
we
that.
Would get it. I would always get it at the Union. Is it not the same thing?
Well, you get to kind of see it unfold.
Huh. We have a little bit more of time tomorrow in terms of middle of our day in between different things. But in all seriousness, it's been amazing for us to be here. While Smalls is an Illinois grad, she's never said a bad word about being in Madison. She certainly ragged on our football team, but not in terms of being here.
Only this week.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been amazing for us. I think it's really one of the cool things for us, not to get too sappy, because I mean, I don't want to speak for both of us, but I know we both feel this way. It's like, it's cool for us to earn the opportunity to have this national platform to then represent what's local to us. The amount that Smalls has represented Illinois and St. Louis and mm-hmm. different things that are local to her, and the amount that I had the opportunity to represent University of Wisconsin as well as South Florida, where I lived forever. And it's been awesome. This has been a great trip.
Yeah.
And you know what? Let's be honest. This trip probably doesn't happen if Smalls doesn't go to Illinois and if I don't go to Wisconsin. So that's kind of cool that this is happening this way.
It is cool. It's very full circle. And one of my favorite things in life is to go to a place that's special to someone and see it through their eyes. So earlier this year, we got to go to MetLife Thursday Night Football for Giants Eagles and do that with CeCe, with Chris Canty, who won a Super Bowl with the Giants. And just to see his face as he went out through the tunnel again and have him talk to us about playing there and his experience was awesome. And I got a little taste of that yesterday with Ev, and we're going to get it as the weekend goes on. But just to see him as we were driving in, he's like, that's the lake. This is where I used to live. Look at the Capitol building. We're going to my favorite restaurant. It's really cool to share in his excitement for a place that means so much
now,
to him.
This is where I went to the library for 12 hours a day. And
the student radio station.
Yeah.
I do that with
that.
Jesse. We go to the bowling alley. Which bowling alley in Muskego is that again, Jesse? Stuckey's? Stuffy's Lane?
Stubbies in Waterloo.
Stubbies.
Yeah, Stubbies.
Love
yeah,
it.
We love Stubbies.
By the way, our tour got a little cut short yesterday because I had to go to the bathroom. So I had to go back to the hotel.
I wanted to see. So I was in a sorority at Illinois. Whenever I go to other campuses, I like to drive by the house. I'll take a picture, send it to
will
my
they let you? Do they let you come in?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay.
And I
how do you prove to them that you're like part of it?
There's got
to
be a
handshake. I know the secret handshake.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a handshake.
You have a card, but I lost that years ago. Shocking.
Right.
But I know the secret handshake, and I know the term to say, which I will not reveal
here.
It's
like the egg in 90210 where you get to the club.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. And then you go hang out with Pasiccio after.
There you go.
I
wanted to go by my sorority house, which was 0.1 miles away. It was literally blocks away. And I was like, no, I can't.
I had to go to the bathroom.
He's like, I can't.
Well, you could go do that tomorrow. You have time.
Go to the bathroom tomorrow?
Well, no. You could go to the sorority house.
Yeah, yeah. Couldn't you use the sorority's bathroom?
Yeah, that's
Jason,
another.
Jason,
I wouldn't do that to my sisters, okay?
No, I would have been arrested.
Fair.
Jason, can you imagine? I knock on the door. She has the handshake. Do you have a toilet I
can
use?
For this random dude? For this random adult man? Can he come use your bathroom?
That would be odd.
Also, it's amazing how many things are modernized. Jason, did you write for the Badger Herald or the Daily Cardinal? I don't remember.
Badger Herald.
Yeah, so did I. Like where the Badger Herald is like a whole different area. Like it's a whole different thing now. I don't even know if the Badger Herald is still there. That's a student newspaper. So you know what's interesting? I don't know. You can psychoanalyze this all you want. I walked into the Daily Cardinal first. There's two student newspapers at Wisconsin. And I walked into the Daily Cardinal. I met with whoever the sports editor was. And that person said to me, all right, cool. So we can have you cover this, this, and this starting tomorrow. I'm like, what? I don't know how to cover this, this, and this. I'm here because I need to learn how to actually do that. And the Badger Herald said, okay, so here are the people you can train under. Here are the people that you can actually learn from. And then if you get good enough, we can then have you cover these kinds of things. And I chose the Badger Herald out of complete fear. because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. Can you imagine if somebody said to you, I know it's not apples to apples, but what if somebody said to you your freshman year, what if Barry said to you, we need you to start at right tackle freshman year? Could you have done that?
I could have, and it would have been poor.
Would you have been in the NFL if you had to play that early?
I think I would have. It depends on how bad it would have went. It would not have been good for me. I'll say that.
But I also think with what we do specifically, you could take as many classes as you want and learn different formats, different approaches. Until you get in front of a microphone or until you put pen to paper, you don't really know what you're doing.
Yeah, and
reps
I didn't.
Reps are the most important thing.
But untrained reps?
But I'm so grateful for my time at the University of Illinois, for the journalism program there. I learned a lot, but until I actually started doing this, none of it was applicable. None of it mattered. Like, what we do is so unique in the fact that it's just reps.
A lot of reps. So
reps,
that's what they always say. Jason, isn't that right? It's all reps.
It is all about reps. We're happy to have Evan Cohen and Michelle Smallman. I have to ask, now that you've been here in Madison for a little while, one of the memorable portions of your program was when Evan compared our beloved Madison to the Vegas of the Midwest.
Yeah.
Have you gotten that Vegas vibe during your time here?
You know what? Not yet.
It's early.
It's early. We have a couple days left. I'm looking forward for that to experience that Sin City atmosphere that Madison is famous for.
Yeah.
But no, not yet. Not yet.
Now,
so far,
to be
it's been
fair,
nice Midwestern.
To be fair, we haven't gone up and down State Street because I had to go to the bathroom. And it got a little late last night when we were done with dinner. So I think tomorrow's our big day. And by that, I mean neither of us will do any of this, and we won't see each other until game time. But anyway, yeah, that's what I would assume.
No, I want to see the environment.
Okay,
I want to see what it's like.
All right. What are you bemoaning already,
Yeah, he's
Jason?
A bemoan guy.
And why are you poo-pooing the Bielema situation?
Well, yeah.
Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
We can get to that. But speaking of poo-pooing, I'm not bemoaning anything. I'm hemming and hawing on whether I want to ask this question. Are you one of those folks that needs to have, like, a home base to go to?
What was the dude in America? Is that what it is? The American Pie
that.
Deal? Huh?
I can't say his name because his name is a curse. It's Blank Break is what you're thinking
of. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Blank Break.
Is that one of your idiosyncrasies that I wasn't aware of?
Because I saw her go to the bathroom twice on the plane yesterday. No big deal.
I had to wash my
hands. I'm talking to you.
I was eating Nerds clusters. They were sticky. I had a whole bag.
Yeah, you'd always rather home field advantage, but I hadn't even checked into the hotel, and I was in a rental car. I just wanted to be home, whatever the new home was going to be for me for the next few days.
Okay.
She's so bothered by this.
Boys, you boys are so weird. Like, who talks about this stuff?
I didn't bring any
of it. Jason brought it up.
So
he loves
weird.
Talking about poop. Well, I do it because I know my daughter is a big fan when we talk potty talk. She loves
what?
It. She loves when we talk bathroom stuff. I don't
know
why.
I never said what direction I was going in. I said I had to get back to the bathroom.
We have an idea. And we don't want to probably delve into it much more. Jason brought it up. I
literally was talking about Brett Bielema. I don't know what just happened here.
Sorry,
I don't want to poo-poo that. So as a Wisconsin alum and someone who is obviously very forgiving, you are a big Bielema fan now. Despite the way he left the university.
He's totally won you over because he's complimented you. He knows how to play it.
Let's be real. Let's say nothing about Wisconsin. Let's say nothing about our current state of the program. Let's just talk about Smalls as coach. He has asked to come on with us how many times?
Many. How many times do you think he's been on with us?
Three or four. We're working towards six or seven.
He's like Joe Thomas for us.
Yeah. So
he understands, first of all, he's been very supportive of me as an alumni of the University of Illinois and my journey. And once we got the opportunity to do Unsportsmanlike, he and Illinois jumped on it because they recognize that we have an incredible platform. And they also wanted to support me. And it's been great. Before the season, they knew they were going to be good. They knew they were ranked. And they were like, hey, we would love the opportunity to come on the show, support you, and talk about Illinois football. I'm like, let's go. And now, in advance of this, they knew we were coming. Again, they're like, they've sent me gear. They want to make sure I'm properly repped for Illinois on the show. They asked about us staying at the game, if we need anything at the game. They're just incredibly supportive of us as an unsportsmanlike family. And boy, does he do a good job on and off the field. I'm very proud of him.
Smallest, she said it all. I will give her school credit and her credit because it's not only that, it's basketball, it's everything Illinois related. They reach out to her.
Yeah,
and they don't demand. It's like, hey, if this is an option for you, here we go. And I will just say that what he does when he's on the show, like, our job is to appeal to as many people in as many places and many walks of life as possible. Not just like you guys are appealing, rightfully so, to the state of Wisconsin, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, Brewers, Marquette, whatever it may be, right? We have to do that times everyone. And he comes on our show and he gets, I can't be breaking down the Illinois roster. And we're not asking him questions, but he does things in a way that's like big picture storytelling. He's phenomenal. And the bit is, I tell him all the time how much I want to hate him because I did when he left the school. And he goes on a walk with Barry in the morning and he's the Arkansas coach in the afternoon. But you can't hate the guy. He's awesome at sales. And not awesome at sales in a, like, I don't think the word sales should have a negative connotation. The word sales should mean, to me, I believe in what I'm doing, and I want as many people to contribute to it as possible. That's what he's great at.
Well, and I also will say this. They've done things for me in helping me get ingrained in the football program without cameras, without microphones. I had the opportunity last year to go back to Illinois for the first time since I graduated, really, and do an interview for our College Game Day podcast. And this was not, they did not do it because they wanted any recognition. They had a member of the football staff waiting for me after the interview to take me up to coach's office, have an audience with him, and have them give me a tour of the new facilities because they recognize that I am proud of where I went to school and that I would love to see the progress. And also, it's worth noting that whenever you're good, the requests increase. More people want you to come on their show. There's only so much time they have for media obligations. And I think it's noteworthy that when they're good, they understand that there's going to be more requests and they're going to have to say no to people. So they want to reach out to us to make sure that we have the first crack at talking to them when they're good. They want to be loyal to us because of me. They just really understand the alumni base and what's important in a very significant way.
Yeah, it's not us. It's her. She's lovable. She's likable. She's wonderful. And she is great for her school. And I mean, she's done an amazing job with all of that, and she deserves all the praise in the world for that. I also want to focus on the important part of that College Game Day podcast story. Do you think people on road trips eat things that they don't normally eat otherwise? Because
yes.
Okay. Yes, yes.
When you were driving back to the airport, let's not give brands because we don't want to give free pub.
Sure.
But you ate like a pound of something that you wouldn't normally eat, correct?
French fries at a very famous French fry establishment.
Okay.
And you went all in a way that you're just like, this, I'm in a rental car. Like,
yes.
It seems like when you're in a rental car, you have to eat poor food. Has anyone ever eaten healthy in a rental car?
Well, because you got to go through a drive-thru.
That is the greatest take any human being's ever had.
No, but can you get access to healthy food in a drive-thru?
Why can't you? But if you're in a rental car, you don't think you can get access to healthy food?
Because usually you're on a road trip. You want to make a quick detour, grab what's ever fast and available that you can also eat while you're driving.
Yep.
Usually those options are not a salad. Mm. You can't be driving and getting a fork in
tough.
The lettuce. You know?
Yeah, it would be tough. Well, and Jason, you had I'm trying to think which old teammate you had where you were in a car and they freaked out because you ate in their car.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Jamie Glenberg.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it was a healthy bagel from a bagel establishment.
Wait a second. Can't eat in someone else's
car?
I think you should ask.
Jason rides along. They have a partner meeting, and he comes in there, and Glenberg is like, must be a neat freak, right? Just everything
is in. He keeps toothpicks in his car to remove any debris that is in the stitching of the seat.
I do think it's a lot to ask to be.
Yes.
Cutting up a bagel and cream cheese
in your car,
you're going to get all kinds of crumbs.
I always ask the Uber driver, "Is it okay if we were going to take an Uber to the airport and I would gonna eat lunch or something? I would ask the Uber driver, are you cool with me eating the sandwich in the car? Is that okay?
I do too. I always ask if I can take a phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to do
I
that.
Agree.
I'm always like, do you mind if I take this phone call?
You know, the other thing.
Do you mind if the Uber driver's on a phone call?
No, I couldn't care less.
Well, I'm kind of annoyed.
As long as
I have headphones always.
I want Tausch to be in an Uber where the Uber driver's on the phone, but on speaker. The guy's talking out loud. What about this? Smalls was all over me on the plane yesterday.
Oh, boy.
She had a major issue with me taking out the safety thing and reading the pamphlet while they do the safety announcements. And I do that on every plane.
Why did she have a problem with that?
Thank you for laughing. That's the appropriate response.
Jason, you're laughing.
He's a nerd. He wants to make sure he's read up in case something happens.
Now the time to talk.
I'm very engaged in your presentation. I'm following along with every step.
This isn't a national show. We Evan comes on, we usually go 25 minutes late.
Prior to us boarding the plane, we were doing the show, and it was revealed that Evan has a travel folder. An actual physical folder like you had in middle school.
Oh, no, I left it in the room.
Oh, people, I have to do it for social media later. People on Instagram demanding a folder reveal who may have missed it on the show. So it's a folder like you had in like second grade that you would use for science or math.
Like a trapper keeper.
Correct.
Okay.
And in the folder, Evan prints out articles that he wants to read just in case the Wi-Fi is down. That I can understand. Also,
Cash is into this.
Also into in said folder, and I cannot make this up, is an old school magazine. Featuring Tom Brady, just articles about Tom Brady. There are pictures of Udonis Haslam printed out. There is an old tear out from a magazine of Tim Tebow and various other artifacts about people that Evan Cohen admires. And I said to him, why do you need to travel with this? This feels so unnecessary. It's weighing your bag down. And he's like, well, these are great men that have accomplished a lot. They inspire me. And I'm like, so what? The plane is going down. You think you're going to be like, hold up. Let me get my folder. Let me rifle through this magazine about Tom Brady. I'll get inspired. I'm going to save the plane.
I'll be Sully.
He said, yes, that's exactly what he's doing.
Just wait. So that is strictly inspiration to save lives. That's why you're doing it?
I feel like you're alone in your thoughts a lot on a plane. Fair. There are moments that you feel like, God forbid, right?
And he wants to make sure Tom Brady's right.
And I want to be inspired the right way. So like I think about who inspires me. Down 28-3. Udonis, who played for the Heat, 20-year undrafted player in the NBA, right? Tebow, the speech. You know, I think about those kinds of people, and I'm like, all right, I got to fight.
Quick question.
Go ahead.
Where does your family fall into mind here? Because I think most of us, stuff is like coming up on a plane, you're like, oh God, like that would be like in the binder. Is there like a picture of your family at the top?
There's family stuff too.
My wife, my kids, is it after Tebow?
I thought you were saying something else, which is actually funnier. I thought you were saying, in a God forbid scenario and my family's on the plane, am I going to read the Brady article and not worry about my family?
I will say.
My wife and kids
I know the answer to that is yes. Yeah. So that doesn't even need to
be
asked.
They all read the pamphlet. They're good.
Yes. Well, I was going to say, we're ragging on Evan, but should we be complimenting him? Because I don't know if anyone else in America is thinking more about what happens in a disastrous situation on a plane than Evan Cohen.
I would hope the pilot would be.
Well, I mean, just a regular Gen Pop passenger. Me. Evan has the inspirational folder with him. He is reading the manual and the up-to-date procedures to make sure that God forbid something happens, he is ready to assist in case of an emergency. I'm over there eating nerds clusters and reading Vanity Fair. I'm not paying attention at all to what
I'll
could
tell
happen.
You why I do it. It's obviously for safety, but to me it's a sign of respect to the people that are operating the plane, the flight attendants. And I feel like if they see me doing that, they'll think better of me, and then in the God forbid scenario, they're more likely to save me first because I showed respect to them.
Not children on the plane.
Chess, not checkers.
But, where's the guy with the Tebow folder? Let's make sure he gets out alive.
I guess I'm a little bit surprised you don't have your own laminated placard with the information already in your folder.
Stop by one of these spots and get that laminated.
Steal that from the plane?
No, thanks. I got my own.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Actually, mine's more up to date. I'll
it's
leave
like
this here for you.
When the flight attendants come around and you already have the water, and you're like, I'm fine with the drink. I'm fine. I already have my...
You know what's going to happen? You're going to steal it to add to the folder. Then the plane's going to... Go to another destination.
God. Don't even do that.
The person in the seat will not have the
So you guys have traveled together now a few times. Biggest pet peeve traveling with each other.
How much time we got?
We're starting to wind down, but...
Go ahead. Say what you need to say.
Evan will not utilize technology. He will not put his boarding pass in his Apple wallet. Yes, he has an iPhone, not an Android. We have to go to the kiosk and get the printouts. It's like we're not living in 1986, yet he refuses to adapt to technology, and honestly, it slows us down.
He's just that same kid that was writing down all the draft picks at the NFL draft when he was 15 on his loose leaf paper.
Jason just made me into LeBron. I'm just the same kid from Akron back in the day. My biggest pet peeve with Smalls is so when we do a show from 5 to 9 Central and she wakes up at about 9:35 when we travel. Because now it looks like she has finally woken up. And
takes me a little bit to get going.
There's a part of me, she does not need me protecting her. She does not need me taking care of her. She needs no one in her life. She's that damn good. But I get this instinct when she's not fully herself that it's my job to really make sure she's okay, which is stupid.
No, he's the best.
And so, like, my concern for the first 2 hours of our show today is just whether or not she's okay. I don't know what we talked about, but it's just if she's okay. Because
yeah.
I have this guilt of, like, well, if not for me, we wouldn't have been out that late last night. But the reality is, yes, she would have if she was traveling for the show, even if I wasn't on it, because somebody else would be having dinner with her. But I have this guilt, and it's not, I don't know if it's a big older brother or parental, I don't know what it is, but it's like she gets so tired because, now, to be fair, we don't usually stop on these trips.
Yeah.
It's like we're on the trips for a reason. It's not just like, oh, let's just do a show here, right? We're on the trips for a reason. And by the way, you said, where were you last night? Because you sent me a text and I don't understand what it was.
What do you mean?
You sent me a roster of a hockey team that your son wasn't a part of.
I didn't send you a roster. I thought you guys had time before you went to your restaurant last night that you'd want to see. We have a world-class women's hockey program.
Yes, I'm aware.
We are the best in the entire U.S.
It's incredible.
And I thought you guys could stop for an hour and go watch that game.
So you think
I would have loved to do that.
That's what I thought. That's why I sent it to you.
I didn't know. Tausch is so smart and so ahead of everyone on everything that when he sends you a text with no context, it's like you don't know what you're looking for.
Mm.
Like, I don't know.
It literally was game at 7 o'clock at Le Bon last night. That is literally the text. This wasn't
Jason,
like you needed clues to figure out where you needed to go.
Because okay,
I should have sent it to Smalls, so you guys would have been watching hockey.
Next time you know the
plan. I'm going to tell you why I have no idea what was going on with this text. This is a text he sent me of a tweet from someone. Okay? It has the Badger game, the location, the time, the networks it's on.
Yeah, it's a real conundrum.
And rosters. So when Tausch sends me something like this, I don't know if it's I'm supposed to be keeping an eye on whoever this is that tweeted this because this person's really good. I don't know if it's broadcast rights that he's texting me about. I don't know if his kid is on the team because I know he plays hockey. I don't know if I don't know what this is. And then my response was like, huh? And then he never wrote back.
Yeah.
Am I right, Jesse and Jason? Am I right that when Tausch sends a text with no context, who knows what it could mean?
Part of the fun is trying to get it. When he sends us a tweet about Audi Crooks, the women's basketball
player. Oh, she's my favorite hoops player.
She's unbelievable.
And part of the game is trying to figure out why is he sending
right.
us
is
this.
Is she trying to get her? Is he trying to get her on the show?
Love to have her on the show.
Is she from Wisconsin and we didn't realize?
I don't think so.
Is there an angle about this that we didn't talk about? Like, is she Tausch's cousin? Like, you never know with
19
him.
Minutes, 46 points.
She's incredible.
Dominating.
But how are they supposed to know that that
know.
Was your take
That's
on that?
That's the beauty of it.
Well, there's no beauty.
No, it is.
There's no beauty.
You don't want everything scripted. Tebow wouldn't.
Oh, Tebow thrived in the unscripted situation.
Brady didn't want everything scripted.
Give me the first 15, will you please? I'd like the first 15.
Tebow sends non-contextualized text messages, and that's why we admire him. All right, so could you just fill us in before we let you go?
Yeah.
What exactly do you all have planned here from a show perspective? From
well, we did our
ESPN
show, Jason,
response?
And ended already.
I understand.
Well, he was waiting for Stephanopoulos. You know, he's with Stephanopoulos, and who else is on that show? Jason does all
Robin
his proper
Roberts. Sam Champion, Robin Roberts.
He usually likes breaking down tariffs and things
Michelle
like that.
Michelle Smallman has been on Good Morning America twice over the last
is
month.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Indeed she has.
Okay, Jason did mention that she was on once. I didn't hear you mention it twice.
Last week?
Must have missed that one.
Wait, before we answer that question, could we just go back to one thing? Jason, I will answer that question. Per sources, you are trying to downplay Brett Bielema out of nowhere, referencing, listening to Wilde and Tausch on our show this morning, nationally, on Unsportsmanlike.
Yes, I am the source. And he completely downplayed it.
Explain this.
But he's just like, do you really think Brett listened to the show, man?
I thought it was a valid question. Was he actually listening or like you with the text messages that you sent with
but why
clips?
Go there? Why not say
he
holy...
two things on
twice
the show.
He mentioned it. And then he also mentioned he sent me a clip of the funny guy that made his day. Like, he's embraced it. He obviously is trying to like listen to hear what's going on in Wisconsin. Do I think he listens to the show every day? No. But was it awesome to hear that he listened to the show?
Unsolicited.
Completely
unsolicited. On our show.
Yes.
And brought up specifically.
Jason's like, I don't get pride. He wasn't listening.
I don't think I sound that way.
Did he hear
Jesse, is that not how
thing?
He sounded? Like, you couldn't have urinated in Cheerios more than what Jason did.
You really think that Brett Bielema listens to our podcast?
Yeah. Take victories in life when they come, man.
Is this new for you?
What?
You've been saying that a lot recently.
What?
To take victories in life.
Well, because of the whole storm in the field and how negative Nancy you were about it.
It's just a
meat. We have had a tough year, and I'm telling you right now, you're going to see a bunch of seniors on Saturday, and they did some interviews with them. I'm going to tell you right now, you know what memory those seniors are going to go away with? Now, it's not going to be Rose Bowls. It's going to be some, but it's going to be the fact we fought through a really tough year, and we were able to celebrate with, as you like to put them, the A1s from day one down on the field that are out there when it's 20 blanking degrees and sleeting in our face, and everybody thinks we stink, and you're going to come out and celebrate because we stuck together to win a game. Mm. That's why I said it.
Does Sarah, your wife, feel like you have taken this approach in regular day-to-day life of, celebrate wins?
I don't know. You'd have to ask her.
So that's a no.
No, I mean, you'd have to ask her. I don't know.
So this is just an anti-me approach? It's not a life? Because I was
don't make everything about you.
You just brought it up about me with storming the field.
That was one of the things that I'm sure you're referencing, and it's what celebrating wins. Same thing in baseball. You win a series, celebrate it. Oh, you better get ready. You got to play the Dodgers. You got 162 games. You win a playoff series. You better enjoy it.
All right, Miss Glass Half Full over here.
Oh, boy.
Here some have critiqued her for that, as a matter of fact.
Big time.
What do you think about this Tausch approach here? And do you believe it's real, or is it just for sports with him?
No, I think it's real. I can see the passion in his voice and the glimmer in his eye. And I stand with Tausch. Life is full of hardships. You have to celebrate all the little fun things in life. You should celebrate fun things every day. I celebrate every time I sneak the word of the day past you. You see me, I'm like, Evan has a big L. Let's go. And
it's anti-me. It's unbelievable.
No, if I have an amazing, last night at Tornado Room, I was like, this was a great meal. Let's go.
She was into it.
Even though
was
she didn't go with the crispy hash.
That was a rookie mistake.
Yeah.
Although the baked potato was phenomenal.
You should have really stepped up and told her. The crispy hash.
Jonathan Zaslow was there, ESPN Radio. He had the hash brown was the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life. He had that. He didn't touch it, though. He left it, which I thought was a bad job.
He ate some of it.
Bad job. Bad job.
It was a really hearty hash brown. It's like as
it's
big as
a big
a
hash brown. You should have brought it. Jesse loves taking leftovers. That would have been great for Jesse.
You and Smalls. Anti. Smalls.
No, I don't like leftovers.
Smalls doesn't have any leftovers.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, no. Give me a to-go box every meal.
Okay. So you would have taken Jonathan Zaslow, who you've never met, his leftovers?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
There's no doubt.
He goes
into suites that he's not even invited to, and he'll go afterwards and be like, hey, what are you guys doing with those leftover wings?
No, he won't.
I was at a Badger men's basketball game a couple of years ago with my buddy Tyler, who works for the Pepsi distributor here in town. Tier 1 Tyler. Who I went to high school with. And they had leftovers from the suite and two to-go boxes. I'm like, well, if no one else is going to take
in
them.
In your suite?
No,
it's a different suite.
I was invited to the Pepsi suite.
It's an unprecedented move.
There were 10 other people from Pepsi there.
It's bold.
I took some chicken wings.
You know what? Okay. Closed mouths don't get fed. Closed mouths don't get leftovers.
Can I just be specific on this? You're saying Jonathan Zaslow, who was here with Amber Wilson for the College Game Day, the ESPN Radio College Tour.
All because of you, because you're showing off this university this weekend. So thank you.
I love this strategy. Very
like
good.
This. I don't
very
like
good,
this. Tough. This is, you're not wrong. But you're telling me, Jesse, he eats half, what did he have? Like half the steak.
Yeah.
Some of the hash brown.
I would say a fourth of the hash brown.
Would you eat his half steak?
No, half steak is
but
probably
but what if you cut off the sides that is
steak and eggs?
You corner it.
If he opened the invitation to, I'm not going to finish the steak, does anybody want it? My hand's going up.
No, don't hypothetical it.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying practically, if I would have taken the leftovers and brought them in this morning for someone you don't know and there would have been bites
he's
in it, you would have
steak.
Eaten it?
He's
I would have cut off
steak.
The parts that were bitten and I would have considered
well, nobody's biting it.
Oh,
use a steak.
God.
Nobody's eating it like a dog.
I don't know how Zaz
But no, you
eats.
Could see it's either teeth bitten or it's knifed. By
that
the way,
is weird.
One of the great things from a steakhouse standpoint that needs to happen and when you bring out your own steak knife, when the group... You go to eat, and the restaurant brings you a steak knife with your name engraved in it.
That you, save there? Keep it there?
Oh,
there's
wait,
nothing
like how they
more
have a wine
BA
locker?
Than that. Yes.
They have a wine locker. They have a steak knife locker.
They bring the knife out for you. That's when you know that's your joint.
That better be a very expensive knife. Japanese craftsmanship.
Yes,
I know
absolutely.
What you're talking
I've
about.
I've seen that. I went to a cigar bar one night.
You smoke cigars?
No.
Okay.
But if I told you the crew that was there, I'll tell you off the air. It's one of the most ridiculous crews of people.
Shams?
Al Sharpton was involved. Anyway, I'm not actually kidding. That's what they have there. It's like people store their...
Yeah.
Nice stuff.
What is it called? A humidor?
She fell back asleep, by the way. 10 minutes ago, she was out.
Long day.
We're on like three. I know the exact moment she's awake. Evan is superhuman. He never sleeps and he never loses energy. I am on 3 hours of sleep and my energy dips a little and he's like, she's asleep. Look at her. Slacking.
Let's just point out, she woke up today at 9:35. We were on the air at 5, and she went back to sleep at 9:48.
Well, in fairness, the segment was supposed to end at 9:30. So,
in fairness, you're the host.
Well,
all right.
I think that's more.
That's the time to go.
Wait, Jason, I have to answer Jason's question.
Why did he ask a question
about what our schedule is?
20 minutes
today,
ago,
Michelle fell asleep.
Today we are going to Camp Randall for a tour.
That's when Michelle fell asleep. Yeah. Was mid question, just like the Packer camera guy this week. But Wildy's asking a question. The camera dude literally dozed off, and it went up. It was like Jeff Hafley, one of the coordinators, and the camera bounced up to the top because Wildy's question was so long.
That's amazing.
Finally, he woke up and brought the camera back down. That is a true story, Wildy.
Camp Randall tour, WSUM, the student radio station. We are speaking to the students there, which is awesome. And then we have an event tonight in Sun Prairie at Buck and Honey's, 4:30 to 6:30.
You're going
to
love the shrimp.
Shrimp, okay.
Yes, you're going to love the shrimp. Huh?
At Buck and Honey's?
And Jason just had an event down there. What's that?
Weren't they catering one of the Tundra Trio events?
At the Tundra Trio, yeah.
Remember that? That's their shrimp.
Yep.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's it.
Well, on behalf of both of you, thank you guys for coming, and Evan.
I mean, on behalf of both of us.
I'm saying, we appreciate the fact you guys came. You're celebrating this Illinois-Wisconsin game.
That's
your
on behalf of you, not us.
Why do you always... Hey, this isn't your show. You don't need to correct everybody. Is this what... I don't know how you do it. No wonder she needs sleep. It's wearing dealing with you on an hourly basis.
I'm aging quickly. Too.
Like, my wife texted me this morning, the kids are very tired. What do I just make
Evan,
people tired?
Evan, they're trying
tired.
To go to break.
Oh, Jesse, terrible producer.
Yeah, he's struggling today. Yeah. He's sleeping. because he came in as early. That's the earliest he's ever been in is today for a show.
What did he get in at 8:59?
8:03.
Well, on behalf of both of you, it was great to have you on our show. We really enjoyed it.
Thanks, Jason.
To see you. Thanks, enjoy the rest of your tour of the University of Wisconsin as they get ready to take on the Illinois Fighting Illini tomorrow. Tausch will be on the call, of course, on the radio broadcast. And we're way behind. But it's worth it. My time to remind you, though, speaking of worth it, one call. It's worth it if you have been injured and you want to make sure that you have the best team on your side. Grubel Offices, 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. That's Grubel Offices. Go to gruber-law.com to find out more. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls,
it feels like it's a beautiful day. Thanks to Michelle Smallman and Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike. Time, Jesse. What? Don't get frustrated, Jason.
We're never on the clock, generally speaking. But Fridays, you know, there's a lot going on.
How about this, Jesse? Yesterday, you were busy working, like legit, doing football, high school football. I'm out for an hour yesterday, about 1 hour. Okay, I come back at 10:50. I was going to come back at 11.
Yeah, but
came back
early.
I got back early. Huh. Blog is still on, so I'm like, okay, great. They just finished their third segment. No big deal. Because, you know, everything always comes back to, it's old T. Oh, it's old T.
He said he had 30 minutes for us yesterday.
He went 50, and Jason gets on, and he somehow still tells it's my fault because he was trying to lengthen Balaga so that it was less time just him. That's the argument that he made.
Tim Lasso.
I'm sitting there like, I'm not even on the show, and I'm getting blamed for bad clock management. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that.
This one's kind of your fault, though.
This one was my fault. Yes, I'll agree with that.
Not an argument. It was just the truth. And Brian was very generous with his time, so we appreciated that. Just like Tito's is very generous with its support of our program.
Indeed it is. And you know what? It's a big weekend. You got a Packer game. You got the Badger game. Got it all going on. And you know what's always fun? Tailgating with friends. If you're just going to stay home, you're going to be on the couch watching a game, make sure you have Tito's in your glass. It's getting a little chilly. You want to put cranberry. You want lemonade. Whatever it might be, make sure it's Tito's in your glass. And Tito's also gives back in a big way, partnering with nonprofits, doing real good in the communities across the country, especially for our four-legged friends. So the next time you're raising a glass, make it with Tito's handmade vodka, distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc. in Austin, Texas, crafted to be savored responsibly.
Our weekend preview is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
We've got Rob Domofsky coming up in a little bit, but first, time for our green and gold game preview.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the green and gold game preview.
The Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings. Lambeau Field, Sunday afternoon. I will be there.
Me too.
We'll all be there.
Hey, dream team.
Wow, big game for us then. What, besides that, is the big storyline heading into Sunday's game, Tausch?
Oh, I think there's a bunch of different ideas, but to me, it's how is Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur going to handle the Brian Flores defense? That, to me, is what's going to dictate how this game goes, because I think Green Bay's defense can have a day. I think that's baked into the cake. What is not is Minnesota's defense going to have a day. That's the question. That, to me, is the big storyline. I don't know that answer. I wish I did, but I don't. And that's the storyline for me.
The Vikings defense, because I agree, the Brian Flores scheme system is impressive. He blitzes on like 72% of his snaps, but they're tied for 11th in total defense. They have been very good against the pass. They're seventh in the league. In scoring defense, though, they're kind of middle of the road. So I don't know what exactly to make of them. But on the flip side of what Tausch said there, I think this is the game where you have four dropped interceptions. You only catch one last week. I think they're going to catch him. I think they're going to catch him from J.J. McCarthy. And I was reading a story this morning from Kevin Seifert about how Justin Jefferson has managed to keep his frustration from boiling over. I think this might be the game where it boils over. He's going to have Carrington Valentine and Keyshawn Nixon yapping at him. He's going to have his quarterback struggling to get him the football. It's going to be interesting to see, because this feels like a game where the Packers have the opportunity to, what do you call it, a boa constrictor game, a python? It's some snake game.
I don't see this as a suffocator game. I see this as more of kind of what you just said. It's not going to be we're going to stifle you to nothing. I just think you're going to pick and pick and pick, and you're going to get opportunity after opportunity to make plays.
Next.
Besides Jordan Love and Micah Parsons, which player will most impact the amount of success the Packers have on Sunday?
I'm going to go back to kind of what we just talked about, and I think Xavier McKinney's going to be that guy. He's, you know, stepped up and been a leader for this team, and I think he recognizes last week could have been a lot better, and I think he's going to do something about it. This is going to be a big opportunity game for him and Evan Williams, and I think both are going to have great days, and if they don't, I think that means trouble for this for the Green Bay Packers. I think both of those guys will have good days.
I think it's going to be Christian Watson. I think he has shown I know we Matt LaFleur doesn't like it when we talk about this, but he has played like a actual number one wide receiver since his return to action, and I think that's going to continue with this game. Next.
Last up, the Packers beat the Vikings on Sunday at Lambeau Field. If blank, fill in the blank.
Yeah, I believe this needs to be a we are not going to let Minnesota's run game do anything. We're going to force. I want to see if J.J. McCarthy can make consistent throws. Don't let them even get a sniff of play action and running the football. I want to turn this into a third and six plus game. How you do that is you suffocate the run and you force Kevin KOC into figuring out what pass concepts he feels comfortable throwing with J.J. McCarthy, because I don't think there's a ton.
I was going to say, how short is that list?
And that's where I think you make your hay. So stopping that run game, and let's be honest about it. That is the part, I think, where if you're a defensive player on this team, where's the criticism coming? It's not pass rush. It's not making plays. It's you've given up some yards rushing, both to the Giants and to the Carolina Panthers. Let's have a day, my friends. And if you can do that, I think your entire group will have a day.
Yeah, I think Tausch is right, but I'm going to go then with the pass rush anyway. Obviously, there's been a lot of questions. We asked some questions of Jeff Hafley yesterday, further along the narrative about Rashawn Gary's production. Joshy DiMaggio just sent a tweet from Micah Parsons' brother, which is interesting.
What did he say?
I was saving that for later in the program.
Oh, okay.
Teasing it.
Good teaser.
But the bottom line is that they have been inconsistent in their pass rush aside from Micah Parsons, and he was supposed
Devontae
to be
Wyatt healthy. He has not been as impactful since he's come back.
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't talk to us very often. I would say this happened last year with him as well, where he started like gangbusters. That time it was an ankle injury, and then he wasn't nearly as productive thereafter. I don't know if he's a slow healer or if that affects his performance, that he misses time and it takes him a while to get ramped up again. But you're right, he has not been a major factor pushing the pocket either. All right, those are our green and gold game preview items. Tausch, tell us about what you and Sarah are doing with AmFam.
I will do that. Badger fans, got a big weekend coming up. Last home game celebrating the seniors. And Sarah and I, again, for another year, we've teamed up with American Family Insurance to raise funds towards the American Family Children's Hospital through a virtual toy drive. All donations go towards therapeutic supplies and toys that will help thousands of children and families across the country. And the beautiful part, American Family Insurance will match every dollar donated up to $50,000 through the end of the year. Visit amfamkids.org to donate today.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, which will include a visit from Rob Domofsky, but first, our weekend preview is next, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.